Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine conversation est l'interview d'un Américain venant de la Floride, c'est-à-dire l'État de Floride, en anglais Florida. Kathy va demander à Robert Harris, « Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? » Il va répondre avec la contraction, « I'm from Florida. » « I am from Florida. » « I'm », c'est la contraction. « Je viens de la Floride. » « I'm from Florida. » Kathy dit à son invité, « Good morning, Mr. Harris. » Par politesse, elle choisit de l'appeler par son nom de famille, « Last name. » L'invité, Robert Harris, va dire en se présentant, « Please call me Bob. » Il préfère être moins formel. Une autre façon de demander d'où vient quelqu'un, « Are you from ?» Êtes-vous de « Are you from ?» « Are you from Orlando ?» Elle lui demande « Are you from Orlando ?» Écoutez, listen.
Now it's time for our interview. Our guest today is Robert Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Kathy. Please call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not. I'm not from Orlando. I'm from Miami.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Bob Harris. He's from Miami, Florida.
Comme vous l'avez entendu, il y a plusieurs façons de demander d'où vient une personne. Vous avez entendu « Where are you from ?» Et maintenant, vous venez d'entendre « Are you from Orlando? Et moi, je vous demande, are you from Congo? Are you from Rwanda? Are you from Senegal? Are you from Niger? Are you from Burundi? Et vous allez répondre avec la contraction de I am, en répétant après moi, I'm from Congo. Et répétez. I'm from Congo. I'm from Rwanda. I'm from Senegal. Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Where are you from?
D'où venez-vous?
I'm from the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Where are you from?
I'm from Miami.
Where are you from, Max?
I'm from San Francisco.
Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from New York.
Une question pour vous. À vous de répondre.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell,
après son
then
cloche,
say your answer.
Donnez votre réponse.
What's your name?
Comment vous appelez?
Nice to meet you.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur « Apprenez l'anglais » et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Christopher est un touriste américain qui vient pour la première fois en Afrique. Il se rend au village de Bantuka, accompagné de Badou, son hôte, il visite les lieux. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Badou est un guide touristique. 2. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Vous répondrez à 3 questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef du village selon Christopher? 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? 3. Comment sont les cases? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs aux animaux domestiques et au village. Vous entendrez aussi comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui fait l'action et comment faire la présentation.
I love your village, Badu. These huts are so simple and wonderful. Who made them?
They were made by the villagers with their own hands and local tools.
All of them? Wow, that seems impossible.
Christopher, when you plan a big job in Bantuka, everybody comes to help. Do you see those wells? They were dug by the men in the village.
That's hard work. And the women?
They feed the hungry men. The best food is cooked by the women here. The younger women sing and dance to encourage people. And sometimes they work with the grandmothers to learn new things.
Wow, this village is well organized. Whose animals are these?
They are for the chief of the village. These animals are given to the chief by the villagers every year after the harvest. Families give him goats, cows, and donkeys.
He must be rolling in the money. I mean, he must be very rich.
Yeah, he's got 12 farms all to himself because he's got such a large family. See that group of kids over there? All 50 of them are his.
How can he remember all of their names?
Their children were born to different mothers. So he makes a link between the names and their mother's names.
Wow, I guess I've got a lot to learn about village life.
Don't forget, you've been given a goat.
Am I getting rich?
Yeah, you're rolling in the goat.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Badou est un guide touristique. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef de village selon Christopher? Ses ânes, ses vaches et ses chèvres. 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? Elles cuisinent. 3. Comment sont les cases? Elles sont simples et formidables. Répétez ces mots et retenons leur traduction. Une chèvre, goat. Une vache, cow. Un âne, horse. Une case, a hut. Nous avons entendu les phrases suivantes.
They were made by the villagers. They were dug by the men in the village. The best food is cooked by the women here.
Ces phrases sont à la voix passive. Nous avons utilisé la forme passive pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle, The war was won by the soldiers. The prize was given by the boss. Nous avons entendu Christopher et Badou présenter les choses. Nous l'avons entendu dire
These huts are so simple and wonderful.
Nous pouvons présenter des choses, des animaux ou des personnes en utilisant des démonstratifs. Those, this, these ou that. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
Do you see those wells?
This village is well organized.
These animals are given to the chief. See that group of kids over there?
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. Cela nous a permis de réviser du vocabulaire relatif aux animaux domestiques. Vous avez aussi entendu comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action et entendu comment présenter, montrer des choses. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage, qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. To travel, voyager. To travel by airplane, voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà. Imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello. Where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York. Where are you going? I'm going to Seattle. Do you live in New York? No, I live in Washington. Do you fly very often? Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent? Do you fly very often? Yes, I do. Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous voler? Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport. How are you traveling? Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport? How are you traveling? How are you traveling? I'm taking the plane. Ou bien, I'm traveling by plane. Are you traveling to New York? I'm traveling by bus. How do you like to travel? Comment préférez-vous voyager? How do you like to travel? I like to fly. J'aime voler. I like to drive. J'aime conduire. I like to take the train. J'aime prendre le train. Do you like to travel? Yes, I love to travel. How do you like to travel? By plane? Par avion? By car? En voiture? By train? En train? By bus? En bus? Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner en avion avec son compagnon de voyage. Il parle d'excursion et de voyage. Vous apprendrez à formuler un tout petit peu des questions et des réponses concernant les voyages.
Where does your family like to travel?
My wife likes cities. She likes New York and Washington, D.C. My children like the country. They like rivers and mountains.
You have rivers and mountains in Colorado.
Oh, yes. But my children like the rivers and mountains in Idaho.
My family lives in the east, and they like to travel in the west.
Does your family like to travel by plane?
Yes, they do. They don't travel very often.
Do they like to travel by train?
Yes, they do. They like to travel by car, too.
Do you travel by bus?
No, I don't. I live in Baltimore. I work in Washington, D.C., The train is very good there.
We don't have a train.
Do you have a bus?
No, we don't. We travel by car. Where does your wife like to travel?
She likes to visit her family.
Where does her family live?
Her mother lives in Indianapolis. Her father lives in Florida.
Does she have aunts and uncles?
Yes.
Where do they live?
New York, Boston, Los Angeles.
Do you visit them?
Yes, we do. My wife likes to visit family.
How do you travel to Los Angeles?
We travel by plane.
How do you travel to New York?
We take the train. It's very fast.
That's nice. How do you travel to Indianapolis?
We travel by car. We like to have the car with us.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur les moyens de transport couramment utilisés? Écoutez d'abord ce dialogue.
How do you travel to Indianapolis?
We travel by car.
How do you travel to work?
I travel by train.
How do you travel to Los Angeles?
We travel by airplane.
Essayez de répondre aux questions suivantes en précisant le moyen de transport choisi. I travel by car. Je voyage en voiture. I travel by train. Je voyage en train. I travel by airplane. Ou plutôt, I travel by plane. Je voyage en avion. Or I travel on bicycle. Je voyage en bicyclette. Ou bien, bien sûr, I walk. Il s'agissait de voyage et de moyens de transport. By car, by train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Goodbye.
My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have two guests with me today. On my left,
hello, my name is Madina.
On my right,
hello, my name is Eva.
And today we are going to discover how to talk in English. How to talk. Does that sound bizarre for you that we're going to try to learn how to talk or describe how we talk?
No, actually, it's very important because the way you talk is the way you convey all your ideas. So let's talk about how we talk.
Aha! How about you? What do you think of the idea of understanding how we talk?
I think it is important because I don't speak very well English. So how we speak English?
Right. So do you know if a conversation is important, light? Here in America, we call it chit-chat when it's light conversation. And if it's serious conversation, we can call it formal or serious. So we're going to warm up and find out kind of what all of this means. Well, maybe we can start by being informal and relaxed. And of course, when we're relaxed, we smile, we laugh. So let's do a bit of chit-chat here right now. Chit-chat is light conversation, easy, not serious. So let's do a bit of chit-chat. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Did you like the weather this morning?
I did like the weather. It was very sunny and very nice.
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Eva? How was your commute to work? How did you come to work? Was it good weather for you?
Yes, good weather with the sun.
We had a bit of sun, but it was cold, don't you think?
It was cold, but it's better to have the sun with the cold than the cold with the rain, right?
Ah, yeah. How about your transport? How was it crowded when you traveled today?
I'm lucky, so I had to walk here today, so it was okay. But yes, it was a little bit crowded.
Okay, so you see, chit-chat, we talk about weather, we talk about our commute, nothing serious, but we've got some friends who are going to join us and they're going to participate with us. Wonderful. So where are our friends?
Hello.
Ah, here we are. Hello. Who are you? Qui êtes-vous?
Allô.
Allô?
What is your name?
What is your name, Eva is asking.
Oui.
My name is Mr. Eglon.
Okay, so we have one person, his name is Eglon. And I heard another voice. Do you want to ask who that person was?
Hello, what's your name?
Hello.
My name is Mr. Eglon.
Hello, Eglon. Yeah, we heard you, but I think we heard another voice. Who is with Eglon?
Eglon is a student of ICIS at Goma Town in DRC.
Oh, wonderful. Eglon is talking about who he is. He is a student in DRC. And I believe we have an exaucé from Brazzaville. Exaucé, can you say hello?
Hello.
Hello, exaucé.
And Eva is here too. She wants to say hi to you.
Hello, exaucé. How are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
Wonderful.
We're doing very well. Thank you, exaucé.
Thanks so much.
Yes, fine too.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us and chit-chatting with us. How is the weather in Brazzaville, exaucé?
It is raining now.
It's raining. Mm.
It is rainy. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you like the rain, exaucé?
Pardon?
Do you like the rain? Est-ce que tu aimes la pluie ou ça ne te plaît pas?
Un tout petit peu.
Un tout petit peu.
Just a little.
Just a little. That's
just very... Just a little.
How about you, exaucé? How's the weather where you are in general? When it's not raining?
Pardon?
When it's not raining, how is the weather?
When it's raining.
When it's not raining.
When it's not raining.
Is it?
How can I say that?
Yes, on the other days. How is it?
Il fait chaud.
Oui, les journées sont soleil.
Okay, beautiful sunny weather.
Beautiful sunny weather.
Okay, so we are going to find out from you, Eglon, some more details in a few minutes. And we'll be back. So
okay.
Stay with us, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Wonderful. So we're going to say hello to Eglon Makassi, and he's going to describe to us what it's like in your town. So tell us where you're from, Eglon.
In my town, it's dark now.
Okay. It's dark. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it's dark.
Do you see stars in the sky?
Yes, I study.
Okay. He's a student. Eva, do you have a question to ask him?
Okay, in a student, but in what school? In college, university?
I study in a university.
And what do you study, Eglon?
I study at Igom, Université de Goma, Igom.
But what subject do you study, Eglon? What do you study
history,
at the University
economy.
Of Goma?
Okay, I study economy.
Economy.
Oh, he studies economy. How about you, exaucé?
Yes.
Exaucé, hi.
Yes.
You are a student too, or are you a student as well?
I'm a student at Marangwabi University. I studied languages.
Wow, aren't we
lucky? Chinese, English, French, and many of them.
That's wonderful.
That's very good.
Congratulations.
Old.
Wonderful.
22 years
22.
Old.
22.
Oh, Eglon, you and I have the same age.
Yes, and me too.
That is wonderful. And guess what? You are all the age of my son. So, shall we say bye for now?
Oui.
We'll say bye and we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye,
yeah.
Eglon.
Bye, Eglon.
Oui, I like Roger, me too.
Yeah, we do too.
Okay.
All right.